Okay, everybody, get to your mats and get comfortable. We're going to begin now. All right, now open your heart space.
Whoa, what is all this? I'm seeing different shapes and colors. I was told I was only going to feel really high. Now I see all these shapes and colors. Wow, I see a lot of my face. What is going on? My God, why am I hanging? Why is my face in the ceiling? Oh my gosh. Why am I floating? Let me open my eyes really quick. Oh my gosh. Why am I like in a lotus position?
Hey, it's okay. It's okay. What's your name?
My name is Christy.
Okay, Christy. I'm Holly. Are you back in your body?
Yes. What happened?
Well, let's talk about it.
Hey, yo, what up? What it do? All right, all of my psychonauts, what's going down? What's going up? All right, anyways, so we're back in action, guys. We are mother flipping back in action, which means we're podcasting. I have one of my beautiful, beautiful soul sisters here with me. And that intro was literally basically how her first ceremony went when we very first met. We'll get into all of that later, but for right now, I would like to introduce to you guys Christy. Say hi, Christy.
Hey,
Hey,
hello.
right back, girl.
Hey.
Okay, so I really kind of wanted to jump in and talk about how like your journey began coming to a Walker Wellness in the beginning of your like spiritual revelations that you were going through. Because both of us basically started in 2019 with Walker Wellness coming here. Yours was around 2019 too.
When I started my actual journey in 2019, but I met, I think, Ramona in 2016.
Okay.
I met her in 16.
Okay.
So I
Where did you meet Rona at?
at a spirit fair.
Oh, cool. And then after you met her at the Spirit Fair, you came to Walker Wellness later, like two, 3 years later?
About a year or two later, when when Walker Wellness was still under construction, actually.
Oh,
And
cool.
so, Ramona was like, "Come over here," and I said, "Okay."
I'm
I
just gonna
was
do
going
it.
through a lot of things at that time in my life, and so she really helped me get a lot of clarity at that time that I needed, which now that I look back, I'm like, "Oh, okay, makes sense."
She knew everything.
She
Cool,
knew
cool,
everything.
cool. Yeah. So I actually my first time to meet Ramona was when I came to Walker Wellness. I came just for the metaphysical like shop side. I came in there, I looked around, and I met her. And I met her inside Walker Wellness retail area. And we talked, and she showed me around, showed me, some crystals, kind of asked me what was going on in my life. And then I kind of like probably started like bawling my eyes out because she has a way of like
speaking to the core of your stinking soul, you know what I mean?
Yes.
And so, like, that the first time I felt like that super gushy vulnerability was with her in that moment in the retail side of Walker Wellness for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna contact her through Facebook Messenger and just try to set up a Reiki, because what the heck is even a Reiki?
Right.
I just knew that this woman, I could touch my soul in a retail shop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, right. Yeah, there was some crystals around. There was that all that good juju. You could feel the good energy.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew there was something special that was gonna happen if I continued to interact with this woman. And that's exactly what I did. I actually, at the time, had my Facebook profile name as Hood Hippie. And so my actual name, Holly Howard, wasn't on there. So I'm like thinking everything should be normal. Like, I'm setting this appointment through Facebook Messenger. And it dawns on me, like, they're actually being pretty receptive and responsive and being nice, considering they don't really even know who the heck I am, because my profile name says Hood Hippie. And at that time, I had no pictures of myself at all.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, I could be just some psycho, like some psycho killer that's trying to make this appointment and come up there. And I'm sure if she had ever felt that from me when I'm trying to make the appointment, she probably would have been like, yeah, sorry, all booked up. You know, like, that's what I would imagine. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. So I came and did a Reiki session with her, and what it felt like was that at one point in time, I sat straight up, but I didn't. I was laying down the whole time. I laid flat the entire time. But what it felt like, I don't remember where she was on my body or what was happening. I think she was actually at my feet. And it felt like I sat completely up and I was looking at what I can describe as an iridescent rainbow looking form of a woman. I knew it was a woman's figure. And I seen movement, and I knew that this was something very special, because I knew in my heart of hearts I was still laying down. So I was like, what does this mean? What's actually happening? And so whenever it was over, the session's over, and she, you know, wakes me up and gets me back into my body, and we kind of sit in the seating in her Reiki room, and she talks about things about what she felt, and then she allows me to speak and tell her, you know, kind of like what I experienced. And when I was telling her about what I experienced, she's talked about how she had like this soul retrieval, and in her soul retrieval, that's basically what had happened. So I was like, so did I just call back in some of my soul that I have like given out, or like just like left along the way? That was my thought. I was like, I'm calling my soul back home. And that to me was like, whoa, it was amazing. So that was my experience with Ramona in the beginning. And then I kind of just, you know, kept in contact with her, and she's just kind of been like one of like my big sister, like one of my closest confidants that I know I can be vulnerable with. I know I can be real with, raw with, and my authenticity is favored in her eyes. She allows me to be me without judgment. And those are the kind of people that I really value to have in my life. So meeting her, walking into my spiritual journey back home to self, you know, that's what it looked like for me. Like, that's the layer I was at when I met her. Yeah. So how was your like first meeting with Ramona? I know you guys met at the Spirit Fair, and then you had come to Walker Wellness. You want to talk about the Spirit Fair when you first met her?
Well, it was funny because my friend then, she's like, let's go to the spirit fair. And I was like, what is that?
What is that?
You know, like when you get so used to, like, you're like, what is that? You know, it's like, you're not used to that. But Ramona, I remember she was sitting the first table, like facing north, like in a round circle and shit. And I went all around and I something just drew me to her. It was like, I need to go to her, you know? Mm-hmm. So I sat down, she told me some things. And at that time, I was still like, I looked at my friend. I was like, you think that's true? You know? Yeah. I was like, you think that's true? Mm-hmm. So I just kept, I went on about my life.
Right.
About my business. Until a month later, 2 months, everything came to life.
Everything she said.
It's just about it. A few things, you know. And at that time, you know, I was in the lowest point in my life. Mm-hmm. And I went back to her and I was like, how did you know? You know? She's like, well, I didn't know, honey. I mean, it's just, you know, we just know. Mm-hmm. I was like, okay. So she told me, you know, she came, she blessed my house and, you know, there was a lot of energy in there. And, you know, at that time I was still kind of like, I knew about energy, but I didn't really know, like, you know, full blown about spirituality or anything like that. You know?
Just like open the door a little bit. I was like looking, like
open the door. Do I go in? Me. Help me. In? Help me. I'm about to die. I felt really bad, but, you know, she came and, you know, she would help me. And then, you know, obviously in between those times, you know, we'll sporadically go missing.
Right.
You know, and then I would come back. And then there was another, I came back and I was really like in one of my lowest points. And she said, well, come to Walker Wellness or come, you know, right here to the Vintage. Because you know how it used to be a Vintage place?
Right. It was Vintage Talk or something.
Yeah. But like.
No, not Vintage Talk.
It was before like the daycare and the bread place. But
yeah,
it was still under construction. Like everyone had just moved out.
So
There was no retail. There was nothing in
there. There was no retail yet.
There was nothing. There was just an open space in her bed. Mm-hmm. Like, it was almost like it was really dark and stuff, and there was cold. But we came, and she did my Reiki session, and I remember laying there, and I was like, what is this, you know? I remember going into a deep, relaxed sleep. Like, I needed that sleep for days because I was really deep in my sleep. And so I don't remember a lot of, you know, since it was, what, like 18, 19, I don't remember what, to be honest, I've really spent so much time.
18, 19, right.
Something like that. But I just remember, like, waking up, and I do remember, like, seeing and feeling, like, shadows around me.
Mm.
I always felt really cold when she did my session. I felt cold at that time. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
And then we just, you know, that was, I think, my only session I had with her. And then she started having guided meditations at the Vintage place. And so I would come to the guided meditations when she would call me and check on me. Christy, where are you at?
Aww.
She would like always check on me.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, she would always call and check on me just randomly. And then, you know, I went about my journey.
Mm-hmm.
Went about, you know, we kind of, you know, you lose contact.
Right.
And then
life happens
and things happen. And then in 2019, I believe, again, whenever they started, I don't know, what is it, 19 or 20, when they opened Walker, and she's like, come and see. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm. You know?
So since then, I've been kind of coming, and also you're like at the Spirit Fair, and then, you know, last year I seen her again at the Spirit Fair, and she was just like, oh my gosh, Christy, like, it's so good to see you. You know, she immediately knew like what I was doing,
mm-hmm.
you know? And so she's like, I'm so happy. She's just always so thrilled to see me and so happy. And, you know, considering like she was the one person that seen me at my lowest.
Yeah.
and to, at that point, try to save me, you know?
Yeah.
And then I pretty much kind of end up on that same path without even knowing. And then, like, my life goes into a turn, and then here I am again, like, back with Ramona, where I started, and then I meet you, which, you know, it's just all divine timing.
Absolutely. I would definitely second that divine timing, because you think about, like, when you knew shit had to change, like, you knew, like, stuff was getting hard in your life, and you're like, listen, I'm at my lowest point. Like, that's exactly how it was for me. It was like, so I have one of two things I can do. Like, I can continue down this path and continue to learn my lessons this way, or I can go down this path and then be more conscious about the lessons I'm learning, retain the wisdom, and allow it, that lesson, to flow back to the universe. Like, where do I want to go? You know, like, what?
For sure.
Which path am I? Oh, I'll choose the path of divine timing. Thanks. I won't try to control or rush anything anymore, you know?
Right.
Absolutely. So I think that's kind of like, kind of brings us to like how we met. So we both started like at our lowest points, like being able to have our energy around Ramona. And I really do think like that energy interaction for us has kind of like put us back in like the divine timing line, because in this year, 2022 in February, you came to the Divine Lotus co-op to do some spirit molecule ceremony.
I did.
yeah, with Source Energy. And that was... it was really cool meeting you. I remember your presence when you came in the door. You know, I'm like scurrying around, getting things ready, doing stuff. And your presence when you came to the door, I was like, oh man, I love her. Mm-hmm. You know, before I even got to talk with you, I was like, I love her. I love her so much. You just brought in like how you can picture like when someone's walking into a place and like this divine, like bright golden ray of light is like coming in behind them. And that's kind of like how your energy felt coming into that place. I was like, oh man, this is going to be cool. This is going to be a great experience, because your energy interjected with my energy. It was just, it was perfect. I loved it. Mm-hmm. And so the kind of like opener, like the intro to the podcast was kind of your journey. And I just remember how you kept saying, whoa, whoa, whoa. Like, you were like, this was like, whoa. And it was funny because I think in like lyrics and songs and shit like that. And so every time you would be talking, be like, whoa, like, whoa. I was thinking of Maya. My ass is like, whoa. My body's like, whoa. And every time you would say it, I was like, bitches, get okay, kill it, sis. Whoa.
Yeah, it's like, whoa. Like, every time something, I was like, whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa. That was some crazy shit.
I mean, I'll tell you, like, so we both work with energy, you know what I'm saying? So whenever I felt your presence come in, and then when you went on your journey, you know, I'm doing my energy moving and, you know, calling in my goddesses and things like that to try to help. But I just remember being like, nah, like, sis is fine. Like, she good over here. She is. Come along and ride on a fantastic voyage. I mean,
I was ready to ride it.
Yes, you were too. And I felt calm. I felt like, because you understood energy, you understood like the magic behind what it looks like. And when you're vibrating, when you go into spirit molecule, you're vibrating at such a high energy. And so like what you're seeing, all of me, all the colors, the lotus flower, all the shapes and sizes, all the fixtures are dancing and laughing with me.
I'll never forget.
So talk about,
I was like, really?
Talk about the light fixtures, because that is like, for me, people don't get it. Like, we have creative minds, and you're a Virgo. Mm-hmm. So you're just like all, you're super visual. So talk about like those light fixtures, and kind of maybe explain like
how it felt like in your ceremony. Like, our intro obviously was tidbits, but kind of, if you will, explain your journey the first time you came to the ceremony.
The first time, it was like, whoa.
Okay. I'm gonna
forget. You know, going into spirit, like, I really didn't do my research. I'm just gonna be real honest. I didn't do my research. I had the conversation prior with like one of my cousins, and I was like, nah, like that sounds scary, you know? And she was like, you'll never do it. And I was like, nah, girl. You know, even we've been talking about ayahuasca and stuff. I was like, nah, like I ain't never tried it. Like, you know, because you know, you hear like psychedelics and all that, you know, like, but so my, like, I kind of knew what I was going into, but I did not know. I didn't do my research, but I remember when Destiny was there in front of me, and I went in and I thought, okay, well, I'm just going to be really high. I asked, what's it going to feel like? What is it going to be? You're just going to feel really high.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, really high?
Like I'm an edible high. Like, I got this.
Yeah. Shit. You know, like, so I was like, okay, you know, I'll try.
I'll try anything once.
So I'll never forget that I took my first hit.
Okay.
You know, you go down and you hit the bong, the whatever.
The gravity bong.
The gravity. So I took my first hit and I looked up and I was like, well, nothing happened. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So then I go to take my another hit and I go down for a second. And as soon as I go down, like this big, like, I almost felt like it was like, a bunch of like a bomb of like confetti just came and just took over like everything and I had no control.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the things that came to me, like, you have to lose control.
Oh, so you had to surrender.
I had to surrender. There was no ifs and buts about it. Like, I had to surrender.
Girl, you better just lay on down.
Yeah. And I did surrender. Like, I think River said I flew back.
Yeah, you did. Arms. You did surrender. You had your legs still crossed, but you were laid back with your arms like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. See, I don't remember any of it, but I do remember. Okay, so I went down and I was laying there and I could see like a lot of geometric, a lot of shapes, colors. My face 1,000,000,000,000,000 times going around in my head, kind of like just, you know, like a spin. I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Why are there so many of me? Like, what is going on? What's going on? And I just kept seeing. And there's times I seen myself as my younger self, like a kid, you know, but it was just so fast. And then once that happened, like, that 1 minute or two, I'm going to say like 1 or 2 minutes because it wasn't very long. That's what I'm going to say is in my head. But like it went really, 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 really fast. And then next thing you know, when that was really fast and it was calming down and then I started floating up in the air. And when I felt the calmness like in my mind, you know, and I came back, I guess, into my body.
Yeah.
So my body started floating from the ground up. And so when I felt my body flown, it's almost like my soul was coming out of my body.
Mm.
And I opened my eyes and I was like literally staring at the ceiling and I was like, what the fuck? And then I looked down and I'm just floating. And when I'm floating, I can see like everyone and I'm just like, what is happening right now? And I had no control. And then I was like, well, fuck it. I was like, you have to surrender, you have to let it go. So when I surrendered and let it go, my body came back down slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And then I opened my eyes again. And then all these little, I'm going to say monitos, but they're not monitos. Monito means like little shapes of like little peoples or whatever. I don't know. It's like the light fixture turned into some, like a.
Like an elf or?
Almost like a, I don't know if it was an elf.
Machine elves? Have you ever researched machine elves and spirit molecule?
No.
Girl.
Maybe if you show me, I'd probably be like, yeah, that's what it was. I don't know what you're talking about
and
right
just
now, but yeah.
The noise that you were making, like, make the noise that it was.
Yeah.
I literally feel like you see, like, the machine elves
like,
coming out.
And they're just like, I was just like, yeah, okay, what the fuck?
What are you doing? Whatever you're saying up there, it's fine. I can hear you, but I don't know what you're saying.
And so when I finally came back down to my body, you know, I was like, all these emotions and feelings started coming up. And then so at that moment I was like, okay, Christy, like, this is, you know, you have control of this. You only have control of what you can do, not what's in your mind, not your thoughts, not any of it. Like, you only have control of what you want to create, you know? And so from that point, I was just in the, when it was finally wearing off and I was coming back to my body, I realized, like, you know, I was like, I got to start doing more Reiki on myself. I got to do energy work on myself. And that's where I learned, well, intuitively, consciously, I was giving myself a session with, like, my conscious mind, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which I might have been moving my hands. I don't know.
Yeah, you did. You did. I watched you performing Reiki on your chakras. I mean, like, you were the movements and everything. You just kind of like,
I would cleanse my chakras.
And
I would remember consciously doing it, but I don't know if I was actually moving it, physically moving with my hands, you know, but I know, like, consciously, like, that's what I was doing.
Yeah.
And clearing, like, a lot of just, you know, a lot of my chakras that every morning I try to meditate, you know, and give myself Reiki sessions, but during medicine, that's when, like, my connection with myself was like, whoa, shit, I can do this shit, you know?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was like, whoa, like, your connection with, like, that, like, source, you said, you know, you knew you were doing, like, Reiki on yourself, because you said in your mind's eye, you were watching yourself do it. However, I was watching you in this physical realm be doing it. So it was like that connection.
Yeah. And so with time, you know, when I left that day, you know, it was like, I felt a big relief, you know, like, I felt really relieved. But then that's when I started, like, realizing, like, the anxiety, the energies. I started opening up more shortly after that. I started being real more sensitive to, like, the energies as to why am I getting anxiety around these people, or why is this happening? You know?
Yeah.
And so I got more, at this point, I still hadn't done my research.
Right.
I just kept getting more curious.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I waited for the next month, and every month was different. Now, I can't tell you, the second month I was almost going to throw the towel in, because I did get really scared.
Yeah.
Because I seen two spirits. Like, I seen God, and then I seen, like,
the polarity of what God energy is.
I guess that's what it was. I'm not sure, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember all of your journeys from the time we connected. So, yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so I was like, what is this? And so, of course, I got more curious, even though, like, a part of me was still, like, I had a little fear because growing up, you do dumb stuff and you do careless things, and then you end up having bad trips, or you see people have bad trips on things, and you're like, I'm never doing that again,
right?
You know, ever. So that's part of, like, in the beginning, why I would always say, I'm not doing this. I'm not ever doing psychedelics or doing that. I don't want to feel like that. You know what I mean? But I mean, you learn that as long as you're doing it consciously,
In a safe space.
Yeah. I mean, in
a set and setting always.
Yeah.
I mean, we've had a set and setting where it was like fuckery is abroad. I'm tapping out. You took a nap. I went to someone's room and like put the covers over my head. And I was like, I don't know if I like this feeling. I'm a little scared. That was the wrong set and setting for anything.
And I was like, I'm not taking that much. I'm good, girl. I'm about to go to sleep right now. No, I ain't doing that shit.
I've already had that experience. What kind of half a gram bitch are we? I mean, I've been there and done that. Dude even said, like, nope, I ain't doing them again after I did this drink. And we still took half a gram.
You took, I did it.
You didn't take the half?
Hell no.
What'd you have to take?
I took, like, maybe, like, a stem. Like,
but he had crushed them up.
Yeah, I didn't.
So you were just like, I'm just going to take a little piece right here.
Just to join the party.
Hey, you didn't want to join my crazy train. No.
I went to sleep, and while in my sleep, I was looking at everything, observing everything, and hearing everything what was kind of going on. And I was like, yeah, okay.
It's time to go to bed.
Yeah. And that's, you know, it's...
I mean, what a night to pick to do it on All Hallows Eve. You know, Halloween of all nights.
Girl.
I know. Thin veil.
Yeah, we could have had a better poly trip at home, but it's okay. We live and we learn. That's definitely like a lesson learned. Like, don't take any psychedelics if you're somewhere uncomfortable.
You feel me? Okay, exactly. And yes, absolutely.
So every month after that, like, my experience was
different.
My experience. And then, you know, that was February, and then come March, and then come April. Like, April
was like another like whoa.
Yeah, April was another like whoa. And I thought, like, at that time that I have been sitting, you know, doing the ceremonies for, you know, a couple months now. And so when it came, you know, come April, and by that time, I felt like I was powerful enough.
And now it's time for a bathroom break.
So I knew I was powerful because I could feel like the energies in the room, and I could feel the energy within myself. And then I was like, dang, like, just really feeling like energy, you know?
Right. And it was definitely recognized, like, at that point after April for me, with you holding space for me, I knew, like, she built it. She was made for this shit. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was scary. April was scary. And then I almost threw the towel in April, because, you know, I was having surgery in May.
Right.
And so then come May, you know, that's when I was like, okay, now we're really connected, because we did
the number five, right?
The number five at that time. So yeah. Yeah. Then come August. And then my birthday in September. So, yeah.
Just getting to work with you, sharing our healing modalities of energy work was special for me. I'm really grateful that our soul journey has, like, connected us again in this lifetime, because, you know, I always talk about time running differently than what we expect it to be. So we've been doing this, like, all these other lifetimes.
Right.
It's just, I am experiencing this now, and I'm here now. And so to be able to say to you, like, I'm grateful that you come back. I'm grateful that we met again this lifetime, because it's been nice to serve with you.
Thank you. Ditto. I feel the same. And, I'm grateful, you know, that, you know, you are in my life and everyone else, you know, because when I started, like, the journey, you know, I was by myself. Right. I had, you know, my Reiki master, but, you know, he was so busy, and, you know, there's times that you don't want to bother, in which he always tells me to come, but you know how it is.
Right.
So, like, there was a lot of times that I went and, you know, by myself, I isolated by myself. Yeah. And I still do that. I still tend to do that sometimes. But
it feels good.
Yeah, it does. But what I'm saying is I'm very honored and grateful. And I'm always going to be very appreciative that Source Energy Tribe gave me the experience that I needed to experience and to be able to hold space mm-hmm. for people, because I learned from that and I learned how to feel the energies and feel everyone's energies and, you know, be able to, even though we can't, and, you know, when you're in the spiritual realm, like you cannot feel, but you cannot touch and see, but you can feel, mm-hmm. you know. And for me, it was really an honor to be able to feel in everyone's different energies, mm-hmm. You know, because you can feel the sadness, you can feel the hurt, you can feel the pain, you can feel... For me, it was my experiences.
Yeah.
You know, I knew, like, I can sit in the room and be like, oh, she's really going through it. Oh, he's just here for the ride. Oh, he just wants to do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm an observer, so I would sit there and observe everyone. I know, I'm sorry, but.
Sorry, guys.
I observed every one of you guys.
No, you were just doing what you knew to do, and that was to observe, to feel their energy, to know, okay, this is how that's going to suit them. Like, no, that's absolutely normal when you're working with the situation. We were in the ceremony. Mm-hmm. You do observe. You observe, you sit still and you feel, and you consciously go into, okay, you know, if you work with deities or certain energies, you know, you go into that meditative state so you can call in all of the highest and greatest good to be there right there right now so they can do energy work just with mm-hmm. you know, because you're a conduit, you know, so you have to observe, you have to know, like, oh, okay, I need to call in this energy, I need to call in this energy, I need to call in northeast, southwest. I mean, like, you know, like, that's part of it, mm-hmm. to observe everyone, feel their energy, and know, this is what I need to do for this person, this is where I need to go and journey for this person, you know, this is where I need to call this energy over here to kind of help facilitate this person in their journey, because maybe they're stuck, mm-hmm. you know, and we get that working with spirit and working with energy. We know that. And I think that that's part of maybe like what you're saying, like with Source Energy Tribe, being able to experience that different reality or that different realm of energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Super cool. Yeah.
It was super cool. But, you know, now, like, I don't know about you, but, you know, I've kind of taken a break.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's good. Time to integrate.
Yeah.
Everybody needs time to integrate. And you used a healing modality for as long as your spirit told you to use it. And mm-hmm. it's like part of journey. The only thing that is certain is change.
Right.
That's it. Always. 110%. Mm-hmm. We're going to change. We're going to grow. And you outgrow things and you step into a new journey of healing. You know, it's just strengthening that part of you, mm-hmm. that I'm a healer. You know, I got lots of lifetimes of healing to put into this body, bring in my ancestors, calling in my old past, you know, all of my healing, you know, lives I lived, I'm calling them in, you know, mm-hmm. and like, it's just another part of your journey where you are here right now, you know, working with Walker Wellness. And now you have a room here. That's actually where we're doing this podcast. We're doing this podcast here at Walker Wellness and More in your Reiki room.
Yes.
You have been working towards this. You started out, you had your Reiki master. Who was your Reiki master?
David.
So you started with your Reiki master. You stepped into a new level of healing, a different modality. Then you walked into a ceremony, and then, you know, you're doing all of these things in divine right order and divine timing. And the only thing that's going to happen is change, progression, you know, you're walking in that direction.
Thank you.
That's great.
Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. And so just kind of like talking about it, like, we know who we are. We both know we have chose to walk down the path where we had to experience pain to learn our lesson. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like we chose those, conscious or unconscious, we chose the reality. We chose that hustle. Mm-hmm. You know, we mm-hmm. chose that lifestyle that helped us numb maybe a pain, you know? Yeah. It numbed a part of us that, you know, I think as self-soothers, you know, when you're children and you learn to self-soothe, you kind of like self-soothe yourself, right? To fucking addiction and stuff. And like, mm-hmm. I chose to learn lessons about my childhood through a direction that was less, you know, I wouldn't change anything. Let's put it that way. I'm here right now, but I chose my lessons through pain before, as to where now I'm choosing my ability to respond to the lessons learned rather than just react. And that in itself is a freaking.
That's still, you know, it's still hard.
Because I'm a gangster, baby.
I know we are. It's so hard for us to, you know, like just recently, you know, I was triggered and yeah. I'm like, part of me wants to go there and be like,
listen here.
You know, but then it's like, you know,
you don't deserve my bomb ass energy.
No, you don't. We're just gonna let the universe handle it and take care of it, and yeah. I'll continue on with my bomb ass energy.
That's right. Okay.
And you know, all you can see is watch and learn, bitch.
I said what I said.
Oh, I love you so much.
Hey, sometimes that hood just has to come to the surface. What it's called for.
Yeah. You know, it's
time
like,
and place.
Like they say, I might be love and light and all of that, peace and love and that, but try me. I'm like, Christy's still in there. You
don't see a hood witch bitch, okay? First of all.
I have her sleeping right now because she's dangerous.
Listen, she's in another realm. Yeah. Okay? She's doing something over there. She's occupied. So
leave her over there.
Listen, let her be over there occupied. She's doing some arts and crafts, okay? Yeah, she's having a good time.
You leave her ass over there. She's doing some arts and crafts. She's being creative. She's doing something inside her house. Leave her inside that castle.
Leave her there.
She might be talking to her animals. Just leave her. Leave her there.
Right.
You don't want that inside. Yeah, I'm working on myself. And, you know, there's, like I tell everyone, there is different parts. Healing is like, you know, like an onion, continually peeling layers,
yeah.
You know, peeling layers, crying, the more layers, the more crying, more.
It's in white onions. They're real strong.
Man, in white onions, you know, it's like you cry and it's like, when am I going to get to the end of this?
To that core.
To that core, you know, and. You know, there's a lot of, and I think, you know, I'm going to say this because I feel like a lot of people that choose like healing is like healing. Why would we want to go back to something that broke us? Why would we want to bring that feeling back up? Mm-hmm. And it's like, because if you don't bring that feeling back up, you know, every time you snap, that's because something is stuck inside of your body. And that's why you have to.
That's why you true.
You have to feel it to heal it.
You do. Biggest lesson I'm dealing with right now.
You have to feel it to heal it. Yeah. How are you going to heal it? How are you going to know what your traits are, what your triggers are, how you react? How are you going to know all those things? What you think just by you.
You think love and light's going to bring that to
you?
No,
like that's internally, like that's inside. Like if our body hurts, listen to our body. Why does it hurt? Why am I getting, like, our body is our vessel.
And what triggered me into hurting in that area?
Yeah.
What weight did I put on my shoulders?
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, that's one of the things that, you know, was, like, was hard.
Yeah.
In the beginning of healing because, you know, I had already did my chakra healing and, you know, your alignment and balancing and but did I get down to my core? Hell no.
Right.
I did not get to my core till spirit started showing me what I needed to heal every month. And every month was different. Every month I healed something different. Mm-hmm. Every month was different. I'm not even gonna lie. There, one month was healing my motherly womb. The next was my mental. The next was my depression. The next was my fucking physical, mental abuse from, like, it was just a lot.
Yeah.
Know? It was a lot of layers. But now, you know, I strongly encourage people, like, you know, come, like, heal that shit within you so that you can feel better within yourself.
Yeah.
So that way you can learn to understand, to understand, so that you can be at peace with your mind, body, and soul.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
You know, and that's where I was, because I know myself and I know that I'm capable to hurt somebody really, really bad, you know. Like, I know myself. Once I get pissed off and I black out, I go from 0 to 1,000. Why? Because I grew up gangster.
Okay. You feel me?
Like, we had no, there's no, you know, it was all about violence and, you know, fighting and yelling and cussing each other. There was, you know, lack of, like, I would say, like, respect.
Mm-hmm.
As in, like, lack of respect within us, because we thought we were hard,
right?
And we didn't know how to respect ourselves or our others, you know, like our own, even our people, you know.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, I'm grateful that I started this journey, and most of all, grateful to my daughter. Because she's the one that basically was like, you, like, when I would talk to her, and I had a bad habit of talking with my hands.
Yeah.
And she would hold my hands. Stop! I'd be like, don't fucking touch my, you know, like,
right.
Don't touch my
hands. I'm a reactor at that point. Yeah,
I was a reactor, you know. So one of the things I had to learn is how not to use my hands.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had a really bad habit of pointing my finger at you, or doing, like, when I would talk, just point my finger. Now, mm-hmm. I keep my hands, like, my fists, in order for me to talk. Sometimes, I don't know if you'll notice, but my hands will be in the fist, because that's me controlling myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
So that's how I'm able to.
Something that you've worked on, that you've created, like, I've done something well for myself. I learned how, as, like, a part of me that I wanted to change, and you changed it. Like, you're figuring out ways to change the things that you want to work on. That's good.
Yeah. And there's a lot of other things, but, you know, those, I'll never forget when my daughter kept grabbing my hands. She would hate that. Never had one talk. I got really mad at them and I sucked them out. No, I'm just kidding.
No, she didn't.
No, I tried. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, daughters. Y'all know. But y'all know what y'all did.
Y'all know what I did. You deserve what you got.
You know, I've been through a lot of things, a lot of, since I was, you know, a very young age, and, you know, when I was in my early 20s, that's mm-hmm. when I experienced, like, the physical abuse from the men, from mm-hmm. a man, because after that one man, I didn't allow for another man.
Not another
to
one.
The physical right. abuse on me, you know. But
yeah.
For me, the physical and all that, it was already in me, instilled in me, because I had that trauma. And so anytime I would interact with someone, that was my first response. Like, fuck you up.
Right.
But
you gonna see these hands.
Yeah. You know, who catch these hands.
Okay.
You know, but just, you know, experiencing a lot of, you know, the way we grew up, the way I grew up, our environment, the environment,
mm-hmm.
Just, you know, just where we grew up, you know, and I got pregnant at a very young age, and, you know, through all that, you know, had to live experiences to be able to survive, mm-hmm. and
survival mode.
Yeah, survival mode was a bitch.
Yeah.
But, you know, we got through it.
Hey.
So, And here we are. Yeah. Ready to have these. If anyone wants to catch these hands, come heal. You know, yeah, your one stop here.
Come catch these healing hands. Let me Reiki you. Okay, you feel me? Okay, Chrissy, well, kind of tell me what you got going on here. I mean, how do we get in touch with you? How do we get some Reiki healing from you? What does that look like?
Well, I mean, usually here Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays all day to about 12 to 5. Mm-hmm. And on Saturdays, if they need me or by appointments. I'm at Walker Wellness.
And you schedule an appointment through your Instagram, correct?
Instagram, or you can like direct message me.
Okay.
Instagram is Reiki_ healing by Chrissy.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's your Instagram?
That's my Instagram. And then you can go on the bio and link and go on to like click on the link and it automatically goes to the booking.
To the appointment setting mm-hmm. thing. Okay.
To the appointment setting. And then right now we're only doing like $1 per minute.
Uh-huh.
For anyone that would like to come, or if they don't love offering, I mean, I just want to be able to help people and experience what I have experienced through this journey mm-hmm. because I know it helps. Releasing some shit.
Yeah.
Excuse me. It's helped and it's released a lot of trauma and, mm-hmm. you know, I feel I feel free. And I recommend it for anyone that has suffered from anxiety, depression, childhood traumas, anything that has to do with your mental, physical, and your soul. It helps you.
It's where the miracles are in the energy.
The energy.
Because it's performing miracles. You can't see someone's energy. You know, you can, but you can't physically see people's energy most of the time. You can't see it. You work with it. And that's the miracle in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. Yeah. So you're doing that here at Walker Wellness. The address to Walker Wellness is 1219 North Broadway in Moore, Oklahoma, 73160. And their phone number is 405-237-3536. And so kind of like giving you a little rundown of what Walker Wellness is. Walker Wellness is a wellness center, a holistic,
metaphysical
center. There's a retail side that's got crystals, tarot and oracle cards, books, oils, incense, sage, candles, spiritual tools, and jewelry. These are a lot of locally handcrafted art and jewelry that are sold here as well. There is a classroom event center that's connected to Walker Wellness where you can rent the space to have like parties or do your own thing. Like me and you are going to be doing a guided meditation on December 20th. It is a heart chakra guided meditation with sound healing on December 20th, 2022 here at Walker Wellness in the event center. So we'd love for all of the listeners to come out. Meet us and get some healing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can, what we offer is you can get some energy healing, which is, you know, it's Reiki healing. You can have healing touch, quantum touch. You can have tarot reading, a massage. Come see us. You know, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. We're usually here from 10 to 5.
Perfect. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to the Psychonauts Mirror. Thank you, Chrissy, for being here with me. I really appreciate you coming and doing this.
Hey, thank you for the invite.
Okay. So I would like to ask if maybe you would like to start doing some podcasting with me more regularly.
I would love to do more podcasts with you. Listening to us. And yeah. It would be an honor to do more podcasts with you. Thank you.
Thank you. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Today is very special for me. Today is December 9th, 2022. And I checked, and I am in remission today. So this is a great celebration. Thank you all for being here to celebrate this with me.
And why don't you tell people what you mean by remission? What is it that you are, what in remission? Like,
so in November of 2021, I was diagnosed with chronic myeloid leukemia. And I have been actively working to heal myself and heal my body. And I just went into active remission.
Yay. Good for you. Sis been doing the work.
Doing the work. Taking her greens.
Doing my greens. Taking that mean CMOS, boy.
That too, boy.
Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I look forward to hanging out with you guys again soon. Christy, as always, thank you.
Thank you for having me, girl.
Bye.